About time. You humans sleep forever. Did you know that? I almost came up there and woke you up myself. Of course I'm still here. Did you think I, a mighty and powerful demon, would be so easy to give up? No, of course not. It's a matter of pride now. I will have your soul. Or here I will remain. You will give in to me eventually. I assure you, I can be extremely persuasive. Frankly, you should be honored to have such a high-ranking person in your home. Anyone else would be. I'm a bit of a big deal back home, you see. Perhaps you've heard of me. Surely, tales of my vibrant skin and large horns have reached your little human ears. They haven't. Are you not honored, then? Well, with time, you will learn. All of you humans will. Breakfast. I've told you I'm going to persuade you to give me your soul, and you offer me breakfast. You don't look the least bit scared. Is there something wrong with you? Is there something wrong with me? Why aren't you afraid? People are generally terrified of me. This is most unusual. Yeah, fine. All right, breakfast. Since you refuse to show me the proper respect, the least you can do is feed me. Being up here for so long is making me hungry. Do you have more bread? I could go for a sandwich, or even a flatbread. Do you keep truffles around? Or mussels? Or, oh, I'd love some filet, or a beef Wellington. And some wine, too. Obviously, there has to be wine. What? You don't drink wine in the morning. What do you do for breakfast, then? Eggs? Come on! You can't be serious. Oh my god! You eat eggs? Of course not! Down below, we don't eat eggs. Eggs are simple and easy. Well, of course that's bad. We don't even get hungry. We eat for the pleasure of it. We do everything for pleasure. Why would we eat plain old eggs when we could have literally anything else? Cheese? That doesn't make it fancy. Eggs don't even rank in the bottommost tier of food I would even consider eating, let alone toast. Why on earth would you eat toast when puff pastry exists? Or French croissants? At least tell me you use good bread. You are very lucky. Your soul is enticing. Otherwise, I would smite you where you stand for such righteous, reverent beliefs. There is nothing wrong with gluttony. Oh, you want to prove me wrong? All right, if you think you can, I look forward to it. I hope you have something better in mind than eggs at the very least. You don't? Well, then how do you intend to prove me wrong with those? Watch you. All right, if you insist. I've never had any qualms about watching humans dig their own graves. This is how you make eggs? Huh. Interesting. You know, that metal could be used for something more useful. Like a sword. Then you might be able to kill something to eat, rather than steal its eggs. Well, of course I've never cooked before. Why would I have? People scramble to serve me. If I had to make my own food, it would be a very cold day in hell. Well, I suppose if you were to force me, yes, it would be that day. The four horsemen would rise, and we would all be forced to watch the world burn. Why is it that you want that to happen? Well, I shouldn't have expected any less from you. You'd fit right in with my siblings down below. I don't mean it like that. To tell the truth, you're nothing like them. You might be sarcastic, but you're not literally a demon. Besides that, I have nowhere else to go. So if I'm stuck here, you have to stay here with me too. I have to learn to cook if I'm staying? Why? All right then, if you insist. But you have to teach me how to make something other than eggs over easy. Oh, my name? Oh, no. You know better than to ask a denizen of the underworld his name, don't you? I can't tell you that. Oh, don't look so outraged. Rules are rules. Names are powerful, and I'm not sharing mine. Seriously? All right. All right, no need to blackmail me. How about this? Once I can make a perfect French omelet, then I'll tell you. You'll have to spend a lot of time teaching me, buying me ingredients, housing me. Plus, it's poetic, is it not? It's still your eggs, but it's a way better, more fitting solution for someone like me. Once I can make that the perfect dish to represent your human sensibilities and my refined tastes, then I'll tell you. Deal? Yes. Someone like me. Now, human, we have a deal. Commence your teaching. I promise to make you regret your curiosity.